This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Indian stock markets opened with over 2% jump today, taking cues from global optimism following US government indicating possible tariff relief. The BSE Sensex rallied 1,679 points, up by 2.23%, to start the day at 76,836, while Nifty 50 jumped over 539 points, or 2.36%, to open at 23,368.35. The sentiment in the market was lifted by the signs that US President Donald Trump may announce further trade concessions, especially in the semiconductor and electronics sectors. Global markets reacted positively to these developments. Meanwhile, Indian investors continued to show confidence in the market. Despite tight liquidity in March, Indian SIP investors pumped in over 25,000 crore rupees into equity mutual funds, providing strong support to the markets. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his greetings on the occasion of Bengali New Year, Poila Baishakh. In a social media post, the Prime Minister expressed hope that everyone's wishes would be fulfilled in the coming year. He also prayed for success, good health, prosperity and happiness for all. In Uttar Pradesh, over 200 patients, including those in critical care, were rescued safely and shifted out of the hospital after a massive fire broke out on the second floor of Lok Bandhu Hospital in Lucknow last night. The incident created panic among patients and hospital staff. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath took cognizance of the fire incident and instructed officials to ensure that all affected patients receive immediate medical attention. Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Brajesh Pathak, who reached the spot late last night, praised the prompt response of the hospital staff and emergency services.
लोक बंधु हॉस्पिटल में तृतीय तल पर धुआं देखा गया था, उसके बाद मरीजों को शिफ्ट करना प्रारंभ किया गया, सभी मरीजों को रेस्क्यू कर लिया गया, लगभग 200 मरीज थे और कोई हताहत नहीं हुआ है।
The Rashtriya Lok Jan Shakti Party RLJP has announced to sever ties with the NDA. This announcement was made by party president and former union minister Pashupati Kumar Paras on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti in Patna. Addressing party workers, Mr. Paras said that there is no worth in remaining with the BJP-led NDA alliance. He added that party will explore a new alliance in Bihar that values and respects it appropriately. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, Paravarthana Naini Harish, has said that Dr. B.R. Ambedkar dedicated his life to laying the foundation of our modern republic. He was speaking at a discussion titled The Timeless Appeal of Dr. Ambedkar's Vision Within the UN and Beyond as part of a commemorative event to mark the 135th birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Mr. Harish said that Dr. Ambedkar was a leading figure in India's freedom struggle and the architect of India's constitution. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor's Office announced that the mayor has proclaimed 14th April 2025 as Dr. Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar Day. The British government is scheduled to host a conference of foreign ministers from nearly 20 nations and organizations at Lancaster House in London today in an attempt to move Sudan closer towards peace. The conference comes on the second anniversary of the start of a civil war in Sudan that became one of the world's biggest humanitarian crises, leaving half of Sudan's population short of food and over 1 crore people displaced internally. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions in isolated pockets over Rajasthan and Gujarat during the next 2 to 3 days. It has predicted similar conditions over Punjab, Haryana and West Madhya Pradesh during the next 3 days. The weather agency said that Kerala and Mahi are expected to witness hot and humid weather conditions today. In the 15th Hockey India Senior Men National Championship 2025, Madhya Pradesh and Punjab will face each other in the summit clash at Jhansi, Uttar Pradesh this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Moreover, hosts Uttar Pradesh and Manipur will play against each other from 5 p.m. for third and fourth places. And that is the end of this news bulletin.